Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
Hey there, Portable Entrepreneur family. I'm so glad that you're hanging out again with me today. If you didn't catch the last episode, episode 48, definitely go back and listen to that now. On that episode, I shared that over the next few episodes, I was going to be switching things up a bit. I was going to be answering questions that you haven't asked. That's right, the questions that as entrepreneurs, we sometimes don't know to ask. So I'm going to ask them for you. So these episodes are going to look a little bit different, but then I'm going to get right back to answering your questions directly. So like I said, if you haven't already listened to episode 48, make sure to go back and do that. But today what I want to get into is decision making. And how do we make better decisions in our business that are actually going to move our business forward? So today I want to cover the three ways that you can make better decisions for your web design and SEO business. I see all the time entrepreneurs making decisions based on somebody else, what they're doing, the competition. Well, I can't do this or that because somebody else is already doing it. They're already successful. They already have clients. Or looking at that same competitor, well, they're already doing it. They already have clients. They're already making money. So that must be the right thing to do. So I'm going to do it. So this type of decision making is simply based on someone else without having any background knowledge of how they came to that decision, what else they tried. Is it truly the best thing that is working for them? Would it have worked for them from the very beginning, or did they have to develop that over time? So this is not a place where we want to make decisions. We want to look at competitors for inspiration, for knowledge, for some insight, but never to make decisions for our business and just do that because they're doing it. So when I make decisions in my business, I always like to have some sort of criteria that I can go back to make sure that that decision is good for my business, because my business is not like anybody else's business, and my business has to work for me, and my business has to look the way I want it to and the way I'm designing it to. So that is why I want to talk about three ways that you can make better decisions for your business. So a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you are still going to have a business that you love, that you enjoy, and that most importantly has given you the type of lifestyle that you want, which is why you got into this likely in the first place. So let's dive straight in. Let's talk about the first way to make better decisions. So the first one is hopefully when you were getting started, or if you're getting started now, that you sat down and you came up with, how do you actually want your business to look? How many clients do you want to have? How many hours do you want to work per day, per week, per month? And I'm sure you know how much income you want to see every month in your business. So these are just a small example of the types of goals that you want to set in your business when you're getting started. So whenever I have a decision, even if the decision feels small, going back to, is that going to take me one step closer to where I want to be? To my goals, because my goals, those are really my roadmap. That's my blueprint to what I'm working towards. So my decisions should be made based on whether or not they're taking me to that end goal, to that ultimate goal. Or are they just a distraction that is leading me in another direction? Because there's a lot of different things that you can do in your business, a lot of different decisions that you can make to be successful, to make the money that you want, but it is very easy to go down a path that is not leading you towards that ultimate goal that you had. And then you'll end up a year, 2 years, 3 years from now with a business that doesn't operate or look how you want it to. And then you're not happy with it. And then adjustments have to be made at that time. So always take those decisions and compare them to your roadmap, to where it is that you're trying to go. Now, the second way to make better decisions is to strip out the emotion. Okay, we are emotional beings. So we have emotions constantly. And when we allow our emotions to drive the decisions that we make in our business, whew, that can be really dangerous, because one day you can be very excited, very motivated, very inspired, ready to go do anything that it takes for your business. And the very next day you can feel like you're in a bit of a slump. And when you make decisions from those two different places, it's very easy to make two very different decisions. So in our business, we often have to strip as much emotion out of it as we can in order to follow the plan that we know is going to lead us to success. So as a basic example here, if you know that what will move your business forward is talking to five business owners every single day for the next week is going to help your business. But then we start allowing that fear to creep in. Well, what do I say? And what if they don't answer the phone? Do I call back? And we start getting into the how, right? We didn't listen to the last episode. Go back. We talk a lot about the how and what that does to hinder our success. But that is based on emotion. So on Monday, when you're feeling really good and you're all motivated, you make those calls. And then on Tuesday, feeling a bit of a slump because maybe only one person answered. So you're like, I don't know. Well, should I call? I don't really feel like it. I want better results. Maybe I should try something else. So instead of being consistent in your business and showing up every day just following a consistent plan to get to those results, we deviate very quickly because our emotions made the decision for us. So always check our decisions against emotions. Now, the third way to make a better decision in your business is when you're looking at two ways to do anything in your business and you're like, which way should I go? What should I do here? Is to say, is what I'm going to do good for me or is it good for my clients? Because I firmly believe that when you focus on doing whatever it takes to get your clients' results, to help them succeed, to improve their business, the success of your business is naturally going to follow, okay? So when you take the main focus off of your business, I need more money, I need more clients, I need this, I need that, I need sales, I need to talk to more people, whatever, and put it on your clients, even though you're still working on your business, that's okay, but your focus is on service. How can I serve my clients? How can I be there for them? How can I add value to them, to their business? Things are going to start to change for you. So sometimes we work really hard to put certain things in our place, like lead generation strategies, for example, and then we wonder, well, why didn't that go as expected? And one of the reasons I often see is because we came from the wrong place. It was, well, how can I just get this lead magnet out? What's easy for me to do? Instead of coming from the place of what is going to be of value to the types of clients I'm trying to attract, because that is going to get you better results. But we're so focused on ourselves, on our business, which is understandable, it's natural what we do, to want to get more sales, to want to get more clients in, that we tend to take away the focus from where it needs to be and serving our clients, because that is not only going to get our clients results, but that's going to get us results naturally because of it. So those are the three ways that I have for you to make better decisions. When you're looking at a decision, to make sure that you look back at your goals, compare it to your roadmap to make sure that that decision is going to lead you to where you ultimately want to go. To strip as much emotion as humanly possible out of a lot of these decisions that are in your business so you continue to move forward and be consistent in your business. And third is to ask if the decision you're making is truly good for the clients that you are serving or want to serve, or is it just good for you? So hopefully those three ways are going to help you make better decisions to not only have a more profitable business, to see results faster, but to also provide a better service to your clients. Now, next week is episode 50, which I'm very excited about, and I'm preparing something that's a little bit different and special for you. So make sure to stay tuned next Tuesday for that, and I'll catch you on that episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.